It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado school districts are bracing for millions of dollars in budget cuts as the state faces up to $3 billion in lost revenue. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
In January, school districts were expecting a slight boost in state revenues this year. Then COVID-19 hit and washed that away. Districts are considering saving money by instituting furlough days and four-day school weeks, merging schools, and cutting sports and arts. Denver School Board Chair Carrie Olson had a stark reaction to a possible $61 million cut to Denver Public Schools.
It's a little overwhelming and very depressing, and I'm trying not to hyperventilate as I see some of these numbers.
The real depth of cuts to K-12 depends on how state lawmakers spread them among competing priorities like Medicaid and higher education. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Denver has the potential capacity to test nearly 4,000 people for COVID-19 every day, but because of bureaucratic hurdles and shortages of some necessary equipment, only about a quarter of that are being tested. Connie Price, the Denver Health and Hospital Authority chief, says the gap is because of a lack of access and supplies.
Even if you can get the test available, if you don't have the media, if you don't have the equipment to collect the specimen correctly, then you can't run the lab test.
Denver's stay-at-home order ends Friday, but starting today, people in Denver are required to wear masks in public places, including businesses and workplaces and healthcare facilities. Colorado National Guard jets will be flying over Front Range cities this afternoon. CPR's Dan Boyce says it's a show of support for those fighting the pandemic.
The Guard says the flyover is part of a nationwide Air Force mission called Operation American Resolve, an effort to boost public morale. The F-16 jets will start at Buckley Air Force Base in Aurora, then fly across multiple Front Range locations from Fort Collins to Colorado Springs, and also head to the mountain communities of Aspen, Estes Park, and Vail. The flyover will run from about 4:30 to 6 this afternoon. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The state's chief justice has extended the statewide ban on jury trials through July 6th. Many state court proceedings are on hold or taking place via web portals to courthouses and jails. Colorado weather is mostly sunny. There is high fire danger around Grand Junction and Vail and Aspen this afternoon. Sunny and breezy around Denver and in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.